Okay, we're going to get started now.
好，我们现在开始上下半节的课。
Okay, so at the end of the last session, I was talking about as Christians, we must rise above the social and political issues of our day.
作为一个基督徒，我们要了解一些社会跟政治的问题，不要让它变成是我们的一个分心。
And again, there are going to be many, many issues which take place, which are there because it's part of the devil's world. They will distract you from the spiritual life.
因为这是在一个我们是活在一个属世的世界里，但这个属世世界里面会常常用各种社会或政治上的问题来让我们的属灵的生活受到干扰，或是甚至破坏。
You have to remember that when you leave this world, and I talked about when you get to phase three, that means you're dead and you fly off across the universe. There's only two things that you're going to take with you when you go.
当我们要离开这个世界，就是当我们死的那一刻，我们要知道，我们真正能够跟着我们离开的只有两样东西。
And the first is your soul.
第一个就是你的魂。
And the second is this portion of the memories and of the doctrine that you've installed in your soul during your time on earth.
而另外一个呢，就是能当我们在地球上的时候，我们人生里面我们记得的多少的圣经。
That's all it leaves from this earth.
而这个圣经是存在我们的魂里的，所以这就是我们最多可以带得走的东西。
You do actually remember, you know, when you get to heaven, your soul will go into a new body. That's the first the interim body and then the resurrection body. But it's the same soul.
那我们呢，要理解，当我们离开世界的时候，我们是带不走这个身体的。在另外一个世界，我们会有一个临时的身体，最终我们还会得到的是一个永生的身体。但是真的能，因此那些身体都不是现在这个身体，所以你真的能带走的就是你的魂。
Some people have this weird idea that when you get to heaven, like all your memory will be erased or something, and then you've got to start again.
哦，有一些人有一些奇怪的想法，就是你上天堂的时候，你的魂里面的记忆会被洗掉，然后你重新开始。
It's like you get to heaven, you'd be like, "What am I doing here?"
然后你到了天堂，你根本不知道你来干嘛的，因为你空白。那有些人以为他的灵魂会记忆会空白。
And somebody might say, "Well, you believed in Jesus, and now you're in heaven."
那有些人会说，哦，因为你相信了耶稣基督，所以你现在在天堂。
And you'd be thinking, well, who's Jesus?
然后你谁是耶稣基督你都忘了。
No, that just does not make sense. Your soul is eternal, and your memories, of course, they're part of your soul, and they go to heaven as well.
所以我们的魂它是会上天的，那这个魂里面的记忆也是跟着一起的。
And all your Christian fruit, which means all your Christian production, which you've attained in phase two, which means during your spiritual life, of course, that's all accounted for as well.
而那些你在地球上所结的圣灵的果实，它也就是说你的属灵成长、属灵生活、生命的成长所结的属灵的果实，也跟着你一起会去到天堂。
And remember, spiritual fruit is any time that you've applied the word of God to your circumstances under the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit.
而什么叫做这个所谓圣灵的果实，是当你在圣灵充满的时候，你完成了一个圣灵的，完成了一个测试，而得到的就是圣灵的果实。
Just for example, say, you know, a husband comes home from work and he's angry and he's frustrated about his day, and then he's angry at his wife.
好，比如举例来讲，有一个下班回家的先生，他非常的这个沮丧，好，然后所以当他见到他太太的时候，他就用一种非常生气的态度去面对他太太。
And the wife does everything she can to try to placate the husband, makes him a nice dinner and takes care of him and does everything to try to make him happy.
然后这位太太呢，就用各种她可以想得到的方法来照顾她的先生，做一个很好的晚餐，然后奉上很棒的一杯茶等等的，她就是要让她的先生开心。
And the husband just complains all the time.
但是这个先生就是一直不断的抱怨。
And he doesn't say thank you at all.
他甚至不说感谢谢你。
Okay, but the wife's doing this not because she's expecting thanks from her husband, but because she loves God.
而这位太太呢，她并不在意她先生有没有说感谢，因为她是爱神的。
And there's temptations for her to get angry, of course, or feel bitter, or to feel sorry for herself, but because she's applying the word of God, she rejects the temptations, and she passes her test.
而他其实一直是在受到一个要变成生气的诱惑，他一直不断的要拒绝那种诱惑，因为他是爱神的，所以他要保持他的这种喜乐的心。那最终他没有生气，所以他就等于是通过了这个考验。
That's spiritual fruit.
这就是他结了一个圣灵的果实。
And God doesn't forget those things. That's part of your portfolio of the test that you passed.
而神呢，永远不会忘记你所结的圣灵的果实，因为这就好像是你的简历一样，都记载在你的生命册里。
So again, when you get to heaven, I think, you know, that's all you're going to take with you.
而这就是你要去天堂的时候会带着的东西。
And it doesn't matter in time if you got involved in social issues about, you know, whether the gay people had their rights to get married or whether you were protesting against the government because you didn't like the government or something.
而这些呢，所以你跟你这个在世上是否要参与这些什么同性恋合法化的抗议哈，或者是说你对这个政府不满意哈，你做的抗议等等，这些其实都跟你的属灵生活无关。
There's a lot of Christians now protesting in the United States about the government's attitude or their strict rules that they make about the coronavirus and the lockdown situation.
像现在在美国有很多的人哦，他们在抗议政府对于这个新冠病毒的一些措施。
It's quite interesting because in America they have a lot of freedom regarding carrying guns, for example, and free speech. So you see these pictures of people walking into a government office with their guns and saying, yeah, we demand to have our freedom from these coronavirus laws.
那这些人呢，你会觉得看起来会很有趣，因为美国是一个可以有自由言论，有言论自由，同时可以有枪的自由的。所以这些人呢，就拿着他们的枪在这些政府的外面大声的疾呼说，我们要在新冠病毒中还是要有我们行动的自由等等。
Yeah, so yeah, you see the people walking with these big guns and they got pistols and they're looking like real cowboys walking into the county office, but they're not doing anything illegal.
所以这些人呢，就很像那个西部片一样哈，这个拿着枪，然后带着这子弹，然后要走向这个像以前那个西部片里面小镇的那些政府部门，然后他们这样做居然都是合法的。
Okay, and these people are exercising their rights as according to the Constitution and the First and Second Amendment, for example.
所以他们这些人其实呢是依着美国宪法给予他们的权利，让他们可以去这样做这种抗议。
So, you know, they're not doing anything illegal, of course, but if they're getting angry, for example, now they're involved in sin.
所以他们并没有做任何非法的事情，但是因为他们的愤怒，这就是一个罪。
There's a very fine line they have to discern. And do they really need to get involved in these protests, or can God take control of it?
所以对于一个基督徒来讲，要很这条线就是罪与不没有罪，是否犯罪。是不是有罪的行为或心理，这其实是一条很模糊的界限，所以每一个人应该要思考的是说，他是否在对于一个基督徒来讲，他需要做这样子的事吗？
And that's why it's very important. You need to understand the word of God. So you need to understand God's plan. And you also need to be understanding how much God is in control of human history.
你要了解就是说，神他在这个人类的历史中，他是有控制权的。好，所以我们该做些什么？上帝的计划是什么？我们要非常的理解。
God can take care of those social issues and the political issues of the day. We don't have to get worried about those things.
其实上帝是可以控制这些社会或政治的议题问题的，所以我们其实不需要太过超过的去用罪的行为去做一些上帝本来可以做的事。
And as Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 6, I think it starts in about maybe verse 12 or 13, he says, our war, or our battle, is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the spiritual things.
所以以弗所书第六章呢，保罗特别讲说，我们的战争不是为了以血肉之躯的战争。
Flesh and blood, I'll get you to read it from here.
好。我们的战争不是为了要去以肉体或血气的战争，而是要去做属灵的战争。我念全部好了，就是因我们并不是与属血肉的战争，乃是与那空中执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶势力征战。
Paul is talking about the angelic conflict.
所以保罗在谈的是天使的征战。
Don't get involved in fighting against people like politicians or certain specialty groups or NGOs or anything like this.
所以我们不需要去跟一个属血血气的，比如说政府啊这些去做征战，或者是一些什么非盈利组织。
It's very easy to get distracted by social issues, and that's Satan's intention. He promotes these kind of issues, and of course the sin nature is heavily involved, people's sin natures.
而撒旦呢，就是想要鼓励我们去跟这些属血气的世界征战。
We're not expected to ignore the issues.
我们当然不能够完全忽视这些社会或政治的这些问题。
As a citizen of a country, for example, in some cases, you are given the privilege to vote or have a referendum about certain issues.
对于一个民主国家的我们来讲，我们是可以投票来对这些问题做一个表达看法。
In some cases, you might have an opportunity to speak to a local administrator or a government official and to explain a problem, using your knowledge of the Word of God to express what the problem is.
而你也可能有机会去跟你的这些当地政府或甚至更高的政府去表达以上帝的思维话语去让他们理解那什么事情是对的。
But you have to remember that all of the suffering and all of the problems that go on in the world, it's part of the cosmic system, and it's designed for your blessing, actually. It's designed to test you.
所以你要了解说，在这个属世系统里面的所有的一些苦难，它可能都是设计了要来祝福，让你能够通过测验而得到祝福。
These people are involved in trying to get social change to make the world a better place. They're doing what we call whitewashing the devil's world, which means you know, this is the devil's world, but they're trying to make it look better just by putting a thin coat of paint over the top.
Too many.
Oh, okay. So, do you know what whitewash is? Say if you have an old brick wall and it's looking very crumbly and there's a kind of a paint, it's a very thin paint, and you just paint it over the top so it looks good.
有一些人呢，他想要用他的人的方法去改变这些社会的这些议题。
The Colonel will use the term whitewashing the devil's world. Now, we've established through many verses that this is the devil's world. Even Jesus Christ and Paul has taught that this is the devil's world.
他是说洗白这个撒旦的世界。
I'll explain whitewashing.
涂白。
Okay. There's, whitewash is actually, you can go to a hardware store and you can buy kind of a...And it's called whitewash.
But it's white, right?
It's white, yeah.
Very thick.
Thin, very thin.
Thin, very thin.
Yes.
好，你可以去买一种像类似，像是一种 ，it's like a pen, right?
Yeah.
像是一种漆一样的，很薄的一个漆，然后你可以涂在你的那个墙上。它是一种很稀的白色的漆，所以呢，你如果在那个墙上这样涂过之后呢 ，how it will look after you paint it?
Well, it sort of looks okay.
粉刷啊。
是啊，是粉霜，
对，
是一种很有一点点白，有一点点透明的一层薄薄的一个。
它放到名词就叫粉霜而已。
Imagine you have an old wall, right? It's a brick wall, and it's about to fall down. It's crumbling. You know, walls get very old, and then they can fall apart. They lose their strength.
就说当一个墙哦，它很老了以后，它其实都会开始斑驳。所以你把这种白白的漆这样涂上去。就好像加了一层这种膜一样的，就可以让它看起来比较坚固、比较扎实，然后不会有东西一直掉下来。
Yes,
这就是叫做 whitewashing.
That's right. Yeah. So you're painting over, but the wall is not changed. The wall is still the same, but it just looks a little bit better.
所以这样子，这个墙呢，就会整个看起来比较好一点。
And that's what Christians do when they're trying to change society through politics, for example.
所以呢，人。如果想要经由政治的一些行为去帮助这个整个世界看起来好一点，那个上校牧师他的意思用了这个词，就是说只是表面看起来好了一点。
You do not want to get involved in that kind of activity.
但这样的事情对于就是要等于说粉刷撒旦的世界、属世的世界，其实这件事情。Tim 的意思说我们不应该参与。
All you're doing really is helping Satan actually to make his plan look a little bit better.
因为你的这个参与只会让撒旦的计划看起来好像比较更好像属神了。
Now, and some people say, you know, we like to make the world a better place, of course.
当然很多人会说我们要让世界成为更好的一个世界。
Okay, but this world is destined for destruction, so you don't want to worry about that either. And this world is destined for destruction. This world is going to blow up. God's going to blow up the world.
但是我们要知道这个世界呢，最终啊，因为是属撒旦的嘛，它终于是会很惨的。
Yeah, that's what the greenies do. You have to love the world and you know, let's create a peaceful environment so we can all live for thousands of years. And we're not just talking about the physical world or the environment, but also, you know, the people in the world or the world system.
所以我们在讲的就不是这个世界这个所谓硬体的这个世界，而是指里面的人，好，要让人在这个世上有爱的生活。
So there's a couple of verses here we can look at. One is James 4:4.
好，这边有几个经句我们可以来看一下哈。第一个是雅各书四章四节。
Okay, I think you can translate from the English here. It says, "Whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God."
好，任何一个啊，想要成为这个世界的朋友的，都会让他成为上帝的敌人。
Okay, and the word world there is the Greek word cosmos, which we can translate as the cosmic system.
所以当我们讲这个世界呢，其实就是我们这几个礼拜一直在谈的属世的系统。
Actually, there's an interesting word that we use in English, but it comes out from the Latin as well, and you can probably find this on the internet. I'll draw it up on the board as well.
我们也要来看一下拉丁文。
Okay, sorry, no, it's Greek, actually, not Latin.
哦，对不起，是希腊文，就希腊文谈的这个世界这个字啊。
Okay, and this is the word we have, cosmos, which is world.
所以这个，所以刚英文的这 cosmo 就是世界的这个词啊，跟希腊文是其实是拼法，那个声音完全是一样的，只是字母用的不同。
Okay, diabolicus, okay, and diabolical, you have the word diabolos in Greek. This is the word for devil. The English word from the Greek is diabolical. So in English, we actually say cosmos diabolicos, diabolicus.The meaning is the devil's world. So sometimes people are having a bad day. What happened today? And someone would say it's the devil's world.
就在英文里面其实就有一个所谓世界邪恶世界的这个说法哈，就是他特别介绍给我们，就是 cosmo diabolicals.
Yeah,
好，他是把那个世界摆前面，然后 diabolical 是那个穷凶恶极啊，就是 diabolical 的意思。
Okay, and remember Jesus Christ said Satan is the ruler of this world.
因为我们的圣经就有讲哈，整个世界现在是撒旦在控制的。
Okay, that's John 12:31.
约翰福音十二章三十一节。
Yeah. And then Paul says a similar thing, and that was in 2 Corinthians 4:4.
哥林多后书四章四节，保罗也讲了类似的话。
Okay, he actually calls Satan the god of this world.
然后他在里面呢讲说，撒旦是这个世界的上帝。
Just to show how much influence Satan has in the world.
这都在说明说撒旦对这个世界的影响力有多大。
Yeah, and if you remember in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was being tempted by the devil, by Satan, Satan actually offered him the whole world system. You can be the ruler of this world.
在马太福音四章里面我们也记得就是撒旦在跟耶稣跟他说，他其实对他说你可以拥有这个世界，他其实代表撒旦是拥有这个世界，所以他可以提供给耶稣所有这个整个世界，让他拥有所有世界的权利。
Satan effectively said to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the system. You can then be the ruler of this world.
所以撒旦跟耶稣说的是说，如果你敬拜我、朝拜我的话，我就可以让你拥有这个世界。
That was a legitimate offer because Satan really was the ruler of the world, so he could make that offer, and it was a genuine offer.
而撒旦很明显的，他是这是一个对的一个提供，因为他本来就是整个世界的这个掌控者，所以他的确可以也把这个权力给耶稣基督。
Jesus said no, he did not accept, of course.
而耶稣基督他当然还没有接受，他说不。
But most people say yes.
但是大部分的人会说 yes.
Yes, it's like, you know, Satan is offering them something from this world system. He says, if you worship me, and he's not really saying it directly, but he says, if you want to get involved in this cosmic system, I will bless you. And he does.
而撒旦呢，也对我们很，几乎每一个人都会这样说，他会提供，他说只要你朝拜我，我就会给你。这个世界你想要的。
Now, these people are lovers of the world and the worldly system. These people worshipping the world or the worldly system.
而人呢，很多人呢都是非常非常崇拜这些世界的一个系统上的一个价值。
And they get involved in things like materialism, you know, seeking for, we say, inordinate amounts of money. It's okay to work for money, to work hard to get some money, but some people do it on a level which is not normal, I guess.
就是像很多人呢，他虽然我们说为钱而工作并不是那么的邪恶，但是有些人他超过，他是那种非常物质主义的，已经达到一个非常离谱的地步，他就是等于是在朝拜撒旦。
Well, the same thing can be said for people seeking pleasure from sex or from drugs.
好，那还有一些人呢，对于这个性或者是药物的上瘾。
Environmentalism. We've talked about people that get great pleasure from promoting environmentalism.
那还有一些人呢，非常努力的去宣导这个所谓的环保主义。
There's literally hundreds of different ways that you can bow down and worship Satan through his cosmic system.
所以就，但是真是有太几千万种方法，你可以去对撒旦敬拜，为了这个属世系统。
And that's what James is talking about as well in James 4:4. Whoever wants to be a friend of the world, which means trying to get blessings from the world and pleasure from the world, they make himself an enemy of God.
所以这个雅各书的四章四节讲的是说，任何人他要成为世界的朋友，其实这个意思就是说，你要对这个俗世系统的一个朝拜敬拜，好，你就等于是跟成为神的敌人。
And then when Christians have a different view of the world and they say, well, you know, I'm not going to accept that, you know, as Christians should. There's many things that we need to refuse.
而对于一个基督徒来讲，我们要非常能够明辨这些诱惑，我们要对很多事情说 no.
It means that we have a very different viewpoint from what the unbelievers will have of the world.
所以我们其实要有非常多不同于这些非信徒的观点。因为这个世界常常充斥着属世的系统，让我们会混淆，所以我们要有非常清楚的观点。
And so they hate the Christians.、嗯、And so they hate the Christians because the Christians are expressing opposite points of view.
所以这些世界的非信徒也因为跟我们基督徒的这个观点很不一样，所以他们有时候会非常厌恶我们基督徒。
Some people face that within their own families. Because you're a Christian, your family might hate you because now you have very different ideas from what they do.
所以甚至在你的家里都有因为你是基督徒而这些非基督徒的家人非常的讨厌你。
And it's because those people hated Jesus, really. It's, you know, they've rejected Jesus, they hate Jesus, they hate grace, and that's why they reject anybody that thinks like Jesus Christ.
因为很多人他其实是拒绝耶稣基督的，他拒绝耶稣基督的恩典，所以他就会非常讨厌基督徒。
As Christians, actually, don't be surprised if people are upset or if people go against you or they reject you because of the fact that you're a Christian. That's normal.
所以对于一个基督徒来讲，你真的不需要讶异别人反对你，然后会讨厌你，因为你是基督徒的思维。
Yeah, and the problem is some Christians think that, you know, they need to compromise because they want to build a bridge, let's say, between the unbeliever and God, which is true. You know, we do that through the gospel message, but you cannot compromise.
有些人呢，为了要跟人有一个连结，所以呢，你就妥协。好，那在神与这个属世系统中做的妥协，这是不可以的。
You have to be very, say discerning, I guess. You know, you have to be very strong in your viewpoints about some things. Otherwise, you get involved in evil.
所以我们必须要对我们的一些理念要非常的坚持，否则的话，我们就可能等于是对，就是变成跟邪恶有了连结。
And then last week, we sort of had this, we had a couple of minutes on this. This is Romans 12:2, which is an important verse to discuss this concept too.
那我们再看一下罗马书十二章第二节，也是在谈这一个主题。
So this is Paul talking in Romans 12:2.
好，这是保罗说的。
And he says, now it says in the English, this is the King James, but most English versions say this, do not be conformed to this world.
好，这个是那个詹姆士国王的那个版本的英文，下在最下面那一行的。他是翻译的，是成英文的，就是说，他说不要与世界同流。
Okay, but remember in the Greek here, you have this word "mai" and then you have the word "sousaikathimazio." This is in what we would call the present imperative, and with the may, which really means like not, but it becomes a present. So it's stop. Really what he's saying is saying, stop being conformed to this world.
他说他现在是用一个现在式啊。现在式的这个语言来讲说，就是基本上就是说你现在就要停止与世界同流。
Yeah. Often you do have commands in scripture that they're telling you not to do something in the future, but that would be put into a future tense. This is not future, this is present.
好，因为有时候我们在这个圣经里，它其实它你看原文的话，它很明确的在跟你讲的是未来式的事情，但现在这个是完全是现在式，所以它是要你要停止再这样做。
Paul is saying that you people in the congregation or the people in Rome who are reading this letter, you're conforming to the world, but you have to stop that. You have to change your thinking.
好，所以保罗是在跟他的这些教会的人讲说，你们有一些人都在与世界同流，所以呢，他用一个命令句的现在式命令句的写法说，你必须要停止这样。
Because when you're born into the world, you're born into the devil's world, and so everything you've learned before you start learning about the Bible is going to be from satanic thinking.
因为你是生在这个属世系统里的，也就是说你是生在撒旦所创造的一个世界价值系统里的，所以你在成为基督徒之后，你必须要停止你之前所学习到的一些属于非常撒旦的一些思维。其实所有我们过去的思维很可能都是撒旦教的。
Like in Thailand, for example, which is a very Buddhist society, they're very big on making merit. They call it making merit, which means like doing good and trying to stop your sins through their religion so that you can be a better person.
像在泰国，因为那是一个非常佛教系统的一个国家，所以他们都有一些在宗教里，在佛教里面的一个教导，就是说你要变好。因为你要按照很宗教的方式，一个方式去变成一个好人。
Okay, and they're always told, like in Thailand, say, tham di jadai di, which means if you do good, you will get good. That's karma, I guess.
所以呢，他会有一个说法，就是你要做好，你就会得好。好，那基本上会成为一个这个叫什么轮回的一个循环。
And so you might get some people when they become a Christian, they've got these ideas in their soul, which they've picked up from the time they were very small children, that if you do good, you're going to get good.
所以呢，那个在这样的佛教体系的国家里，你从小就会被教导，就说你做好人好事，你就会得到好的报应。
Well, in God's plan, it doesn't always work like that.
但是上帝的计划并不是这样子的哦。
Yeah, because sometimes if you're growing spiritually, God's going to test you, and so you're going to have some big problems, but that's supposed to be a blessing.
所以当你对一个基督徒来讲，当你越来属灵的成长越好的时候，上帝会给你更多的考验，让你可以得真正的属灵的果实。
And you see a lot of
没有经过考验是不会得到属灵的果实的。
You see a lot of great believers in the Old Testament and then even in the New Testament. You know, they were spiritually mature believers and then they were killed. They were murdered, for example.
像在旧约或新约里面，其实有很多人物啊，他们都已经是非常非常好的基督徒了，在属灵的成长是很成熟的了，结果呢他们却甚至遇到被谋杀的状态。
Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah was one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament.
像以赛亚在旧约里非常重要的一个先知。
Now his fate, which means the way that his life finished, is actually not mentioned in the Bible. But there's what we call extra-biblical accounts, which say that the king Manasseh, he was the king at the time, cut him in half. He got a sword, and I don't know if the king did it or a servant, and was cutting Isaiah in half. That's how he died.
The Bible didn't say?
Well, there's a reference to it in the New Testament, but it doesn't mention him by name. But in the Jewish heritage, in the Jewish history, they say that Isaiah was cut in half.
The Jewish history.
History, but not in the Bible.
在圣经里没有明确的提到，新约里有提到，但没有讲说是以赛亚。但实际上以赛亚在他们那个犹太人的历史里面，后来有写他怎么死的。他是被那个国王切成两段。
Yeah, and it sounds like with a saw, so like a saw for cutting the trees, he was like literally cut in half, a very painful death.
其实是用那种砍大树的那种锯子，把它整个切两段，所以是可以想象有多么的痛苦。
And then Paul, the Apostle Paul, who is probably the greatest believer of the church age.
而保罗呢，应该是在这个所谓教会时代最伟大的一个信徒。
He had his head cut off.
他的头被切了。
By the Roman emperor.
被罗马的这个皇帝。
Okay, so that wasn't a very good ending.
这也不是一个很好的一个 结尾。
So that certainly does not fit with the Buddhist philosophy that if you do good, you'll get good. Because he pulled in a lot of good, and he got bad.
就是说这完全不符合这个佛教说的你好，你善有善报。那因为保罗做了太多好事了，结果他并没有如佛家说的得到善好报啊。
Yeah, and Paul's thinking, and of course in God's thinking, that you know, this was designed by God, it was his test, and this was Paul's ultimate test before he died.
而在保罗的思维里，也就是上帝的思维里，好，他的这个整个 的命运其实是被上帝所设计的，所以他其实应该算是好死。
But from somebody with, who's brought up on karma, you know, believing in karma, you think, well, Paul must be a very bad person to have to die like that.
所以如果你用佛教的思维，这个所谓轮回的思考的话，那保罗一定是一个坏人，他才会得到这样的死法。
Okay, anyway, we're going to close up the Zoom now because we ran out of 40 minutes of time, so we'll have a 5-minute break.
好，我们现在再休息5分钟，再重新上 Zoom.
And then we'll open up again.
我们重新开 Zoom 在5分钟内。